Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
Hi, I'm Terry Coffey from Newcastle. Vermont Afternoons with Robert Frost by Vrest Orton is a wonderful little book that came into my possession quite by accident. I picked it up at some book sale or other and put it on the shelf next to my complete poetry of Robert Frost. There it sat for some time, dwarfed in size and, I assumed, poetic vision by the Frost collection. Then one day, not so long ago, I had some time to kill and was browsing for something to read when this 63-page hardback caught my eye. I picked it up and didn't put it back down until I was finished. Then I read it again. Vermont Afternoons with Robert Frost was published in 1971 and is based on and inspired by dreams and memories of conversations Orton had with Frost over their years of friendship. Orton is best known as the founder of the Vermont Country Store and also is the author of The Forgotten Art of Building a Good Fireplace. But if this literary gem is any indication, he might have done well as a poet and regular essayist. Although Vermont Afternoons includes an enlightening foreword about Orton's friendship with Frost and some letters from Frost to Orton, it mostly consists of poems written by Orton, but in today's language, he's channeling Frost. Take, for example, one of Orton's poems called Half a Poet. Emerson said he was only half a poet. There's a fellow here in Vermont who writes newspaper verse. He thinks I'm the other half. The rest of the book reads like this poem, conversation with and wisdom from one poet, delivered in the form of another. Reading Vermont Afternoons with Robert Frost is like spending a comfortable afternoon hanging out with an old friend, discussing things important and trivial. Like many small pleasures, this one may be a bit hard to come by, although there are used copies one can find on Amazon. And if you do take the time, I think you'll find this small pleasure is well worth it. I'm Terry Coffey for BookSpeak.
Next, listener Michael Martin of Muncie has chosen to review a book of the Bible, the Book of Ecclesiastes.
All is vain, cries out the preacher. One generation passeth away, and another one comes, and all is vain. It is all but toils under the sun. He exhaustingly sighs out, and as much hardline realism as one can muster has come to understand the wisdom that the preacher has come to in his years of toil under the sun. The preacher is life, his wisdom is love, his folly is regret. The wisdom is understanding the vastness of the universe and the small raindrop that we are in the hurricane of energy. The wisdom is the human experience of enlightenment through suffering. The truth of who the preacher is and is an oft-disputed subject of theologians and people well-read in the Holy Bible. Preacher is believed to be a translation to English for the author of Ecclesiastes. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are believed to be King Solomon's wisdom. Whatever you believe, Ecclesiastes and Proverbs, two books of the Bible, are packed with wisdom that even common readers can learn lifetimes of ancient wisdom from that is still relevant today. Much of the wisdom that would appear in Ecclesiastes is also in direct conflict with accepted Christian doctrine. I will use the words of a folk song from the 1960s. There is a time to kill and a time to die. That line in the song, made famous from The Byrds, a 60s-era folk band, is a direct lifting of the book of Ecclesiastes. A time to be born and a time to die, it's all in there. Just go read Ecclesiastes and see for yourself. On that note, I will leave you with this fun fact. In the Quran, there are very similar stories of Solomon also. But most people do not know this, but the Quran and the Bible are the same story with exactly the same characters, Moses, David, Solomon, Jesus, and Mary. There are some serious differences in their beliefs of what are the facts in each other's respected religions, though that goes without saying, I believe. One small fact, in the Quran, Solomon had also the ability to talk to birds. Is it so strange that the birds made a song famous quoting King Solomon's wisdom from Ecclesiastes? All is vain, cries the preacher. This is Michael Martin for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.